This is the Hot Professor Doc Holliday AU, a Winona Earp oral nonfic brought to you by Rena Jenkins and formerly DF. The story is rated PG and contains the pairings Doc Winona, a little Nicole Waverly, and an entirely hypothetical universe within the universe Doc Dolls Winona threesome. With additional tags for oral nonfic, conversation, ultimate universe, canon divergent, pre-canon divergent, alternate universe season 1, history professor Doc Holliday, YA author Winona Earp, college student Waverly Earp. Doc has tenure. That's how you know it's fiction. A brief discussion of Canadian draft policy in World War II. Doc Holliday's deep devotion to revenge and also the Earps. Doc and Winona are bad at talking about their feelings. This AU was inspired by Tim Rosen's headshot. Okay, that one photo that Afflixia showed me.
That was like...
Yes, hot history professor.
Hot history professor.
Better facial hair. Like, way better facial hair.
Distinguished history professor who's so good at it because he lived it. Like...
Oh, no. Okay, wait. This would also... I don't know whether we're going, like, very, very canon divergent AU or more similar canon divergent AU,
but eventually he gets tenure.
In a more similar canon divergent AU or something where Winona still has to fight the demons rather than where Winona is just like a grad student. But like, this could be really good for your like mysterious guy. We don't know what's going on with
Waverly
him.
Waverly did say she did all those correspondence college courses.
Exactly. He teaches her something. They pull him in as another historical consultant.
And the whole time he's sitting on a secret that he... Sorry, You can never use that phrase again. It's like Ghostbusters.
It's like Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call Marissa?
Doc Holliday. Oh, no, but...
Sofa?
The whole time he's just like, I can't say anything... Okay, so I love the idea that this was a correspondence that started because he has a specialty in, like, the Midwestern sort of non-Hollywoodized...
Yes! So, like, the old... Canadian, American, whatever. The Old West and also, like, mythology, like, folk tales and, like, mythologies of the Old West. So that's, you know, where he gets, like, you know, the demons and the curses and the witches and stuff, like... But also talking about how, like, you know, the difference between the reality of what it was like back in that time period and the mythology and, you know, like,
yes.
The, how it got, like, phrased in, like, books and movies and stuff.
Oh. And, of course, it does a unit on the singing cowboy movies of the 1920s.
Of course.
Because that's exactly the kind of stories that, you know, sell well. But, like, Waverly has a... She has
also,
a college email...
Get him talking about Billy the Kid.
Oh,
he will just be,
oh,
like,
just
grumbling.
Getting
like...
mad in all kinds of ways. Getting mad in all kinds of ways. Annie, get your gun.
Yes! Oh, man.
But Waverly has a college email.
Mm-hmm.
And most college emails are first initial, last name.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Shit!
So, because, okay, Wyatt Earp had multiple siblings,
uh-huh.
And they all reproduced as well.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he doesn't think she is the Earp.
He just thinks she's an Earp.
Yes. So, like, he reaches out to her without really, I don't know what's better. If she reaches out to him and it's coincidence, or he reaches out to her because, like, you're doing a specialty in my course nonsense, like...
Maybe she signs up for a class and then he sees her on the roster and is like...
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, she's signed into Blackboard as WEARP at whatever.edu. And he's just like, oh. Oh. And it like
he
wakens...
He drinks a lot first.
He drinks a lot.
He's just like looking at it and he's like... Fuck, and he, like, downs, like, as much whiskey as his, like, magical immortal liver can handle.
It's so much. And he doesn't, like, go out of his way to be, like, overly effusive, because he, at this point, is, he
he's a professor. He has tenure, but, like, he has a professional distance there. And also, like, because it's more painful that way, that he's not going to let himself get attached to someone who probably isn't the right, like...
Also, he's got to have a lot of complicated feelings about that last conversation with Wyatt.
Oh, they were totally banging.
But he does... Okay, so he doesn't know about the curse.
I don't think he does. Okay. Unless that is something that comes up in class as a part of the mythos of the Old West.
Okay.
There's, like, a so-and-so wrote a biography on Wyatt Earp and mentioned a blah, 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 curse something, easily disproven because magic isn't real, but repeating rumor about the Earp family.
Okay. Wait, I need to pause for a second and just be like, Stone Witch? Revenge?
Yes.
How are we... Is he putting that on... Did he put that on hold? Did he...
He can't find her at first.
Gotcha. So he's, like, using academic resources to try and, like, trace her through history, and that's how he gets into the professor stuff?
I like that a lot. Because I like the idea that he didn't get
out... Academic library! Looking at the fucking microfiche! Just, like, staring at microfiche for hours!
Oh, that's so... And he's just...
Wearing glasses.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you!
He has them! He does! We see them in, like, a few shots on the show!
He does, and he is changing facial hair to go with the times. So at one point, he has a terrible pencil mustache.
Oh my god. In the 80s, he had some sort of, like, shitty goatee or something.
Oh my god, it's the worst. It's the worst. But, like, I imagine him getting out of the well, like, 20-odd years after...
Wyatt's death?
Well...
Or after he,
Okay. Timelines, we did the wiki yesterday. He dies 30 years before Wyatt Earp does?
Yeah, 87, he's 36 when he dies.
Okay. Because, like, I mean...
Let me pull up when Wyatt Earp died again.
Because I feel like if he comes out while... Wyatt is still alive, like...
Wyatt Earp died in 1929. Shh. I know, it was one fucking long-lived bastard.
And just, like, shooting people does a body good, I guess.
Apparently.
If he gets out of the well in 1930, does he get drafted? Is that part of, like, the delay in finding the witch?
That's a fascinating question.
He doesn't have documents.
No.
But at the same time, I feel like that might not stop the... Well, no, he's in Canada.
Right.
Unless he's in the Minnesota part of the triangle at this point.
Montana.
That's what I meant. He's in the square state. Because Canada, I don't think, drafted people into the war effort.
Did they not?
Oh, fuck. Now we gotta
research. Go Google Canada in World War II.
Because, like, that would be a reason... Either that or just, like, delay. Because I think... I can't tell if it's more hurtful for him to get out of the well eventually while Wyatt Earp is still alive and then be like, well, he didn't come look for me, so I'm not gonna look for him and be like... grudge holdy about it, and then Wyatt Earp dies, and then he doesn't have a chance to, like, make up to it. Or if it's, like, obstacles are in my way, I get out after Wyatt Earp is dead, and then I never find out from him about the curse or from his children, and I can't find the witch because further obstacles, like a continent, are in my way.
Okay, wait, sorry. I'm looking at the conscription crisis of 1944.
Ooh. Hmm.
Wow, this had a lot of stuff happening. Well.
Because I could see it as... It
says something about political military crisis following the introduction of forced military service in Canada during World War II. But I can't actually... Oh, introduction of conscription.
Because he's still
God, why is this Wikipedia entry so fucking long?
He's still technically an American citizen, right?
Right, but he's got no paperwork on either side. After the campaigns in Italy in 1943 and the Normandy invasion, Canada faced a shortage of troops. Ugh, anti-Semitic dude. Screw you, Duplessis.
Wow, this is batshit. This is like a lot. There's like everything. Alcoholism. I don't know if I remember how to pronounce that. Anti-Semitism. Zombies. The owner of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And bees. I guess if he doesn't.
This is too long for me to skim right now, but I guess I'm assuming that they conscripted people. But also, like, it probably would have been pretty noticeable at some point if, like, people are going to join up and he's not going to join up. Although right. He was, like, 36. So, like, was there, like, an age limit? Did they do older people, too? Was it mostly younger people?
I don't.
And again, he's got no birth certificate or, like, yeah. You know, paperwork.
Or does he, like, forge his way into university by saying, oh, yeah, I totally served. Here's the Canadian equivalent of the GI Bill.
Does Canada have the Canadian equivalent of the GI Bill? He could go to America. He could go back to America. Maybe,
the tiny little sliver of
Montana. Or he goes back to fucking Arizona.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe Wyatt went back to Arizona. I mean, I don't know why the Earp family would have stayed in Canada. The timeline's okay, but the geography is all fucking over the map.
This show does geography like I do geography.
It's just like Canadian.
I'm in Boston and I can't find Massachusetts.
Canadian AU Wyatt Earp, like Captain Canada instead of Captain America. Makes no sense about the tuberculosis because, according to Wikipedia, Doc Holliday went to Arizona because of his tuberculosis for his health.
Like, the air was supposed to be better for you, right?
Yeah, I guess, like Canada's the heat or
full
something.
Of damp.
Like, Canada's yeah, the, full of the, damp. The dry heat of Arizona as opposed to the literal everything else of Canada. But, you know, maybe let's assume that, you know, Wyatt moved places.
So he gets out of the well after Wyatt's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right around the time when sort of this sanitized version of his history is becoming popular.
Uh-huh.
He starts professoring because he wants to be, like, up yours to his pissed off at his best friend's memory.
Oh, man.
Because he wakes up with a grudge, but also he's, like, pissed off that Wyatt never came to look for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that he left him.
But also, secretly hiding terrible guilt in his heart.
Yes. So much terrible guilt.
So much terrible guilt.
So, like, he hops around the...
Trying to trace the Stone Witch. Maybe she moved. I don't know. Maybe she's gone out of town, too.
That would make a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
She is looking for the dismembered, scattered to the four winds body parts
right.
of her children.
But she could be trying to find other witches who could help her, who might be better at that.
Yes. So I feel like she wouldn't... Because, like, that doesn't make any sense to stay in one place like that for 100 years.
Well, she doesn't think anyone knows who she is.
I'm just so disappointed in you, Constance.
I know.
So, ultimately, he does some other things, and he, like, hops around the university system or something, mm-hmm. like, spreading the truth about Wyatt Earp. He was kind of a dick. And then, so that eventually becomes, like... his tenureship at whatever university in Alberta that Waverly starts doing online
yes.
courses, and then he sees her first initial...
join the war. Like, that's, you know,
I mean, you could join one of them. There were several between then and now.
There were several.
He sees W. Earp.
Yes.
He doesn't know Waverly is a girl. He just sees W.
Earp.
And it's like...
all my sins come back to haunt me.
And he can't be like...
You can
like,
never escape your past.
I feel
even
like...
Even when you're actively searching for, you know, your past and revenge and stuff like that. So you doubly can't, you know, escape your past.
I don't know if Waverly would bring it up, because it would be like a Myths and Legends of the Old West kind of a class.
Okay.
Would Waverly bring up that, like, there's a local legend that the Earp family is cursed? Or would he bring it up, like... There was a legend that the Earp family is cursed, but we mostly think it was added to inflate the sort of footprint of Wyatt Earp after his... Because nothing was more exciting than a curse and some demons.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so the
but
question is,
but it's just
like,
as realistic as the singing cowboys.
Is she slightly indiscreet about that? Or not indiscreet, but like, you know, is she like... more open about that, or has he heard about it? And I can't decide which one. It's also entirely possible that, like, leaving that aside, like, maybe Waverly is, like,
just
asking for more info on, like, who Wyatt Earp hung out with or, like, killed. Like, hey, how much information do you have about the things that Wyatt Earp did in Canada? Specifically, the people he killed. Let's just, you know, just asking.
Or...
And he's like, okay, that is a very specific inquiry.
And then it turns into a correspondence after the course is over,
mm-hmm.
because, like, she was writing a paper or something as part of her, mm-hmm. her final about, like, that was her focus.
Mm-hmm.
But because she is doing online courses and... the way this university is set up, blah, blah, blah. She can't do a major in, like, his department.
Mm-hmm.
But she can do, like, a minor in it.
Mm-hmm.
So then he starts in the role of, like, advisor.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a chance to get to know this ERP in a slightly broader context than just the single class 2 times a week on Wednesdays. You know? Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays and Fridays. So it's, like, painful for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he keeps like poking the stick a little bit. This is what I missed out on when mm-hmm. I was actively, you know. And then for Waverly, is he going by like Professor Henry?
Yeah,
John I mean, Henry.
Definitely, it's definitely not a fake
good
name,
but it's not a good fake
name.
It's
not a good fake name, but it's a fake name.
You know what? My name is John. My name is Professor Johns Henry Johns. I have a doctorate, so you can call me Doc. Like, yes. That's his level of alias. That's
exactly his level of terrible, terrible alias.
But, like, all of his lectures...
I mean, look, he's going by Hank in,
My God, that's the worst.
Like, come on.
That's not a sexy name at all, my friend.
No.
I'm sorry.
Henry Johns. Even Henry Johns is better than that.
It really is. So they start, like, having a correspondence, and then... he's, like, mentoring her in a not creepy way. In, like, a, I want to see you exceed the boundaries of purgatory, you know?
Also, her research is really good, and he thinks that maybe if she's guided in the right direction, she could help him find the stone.
Yes! Yes, so it starts off sort of where equally
he's like, you have interesting access to some sources of information.
And she makes intuitive, because he's been basically treading the same paths mm-hmm. over and over again. And her perspective is just like that 4 degrees off, mm-hmm. 4 degrees skewed. So the leaps that she's making with, like, mm-hmm. where these people might have gone and how this genealogy might have laid out mm-hmm. are things he hadn't considered in the last 40, 50 years.
She's so smart.
Because Waverly's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And she's got, like, the family stories that are passed down, too.
Oh...
you know, maybe not that many, because, like, their dad, like,
right.
presumably was passing them on to, like, Willa more so than her. Because right. he's an asshole. But who knows? I don't know. Maybe they have, like,
yes.
an... Don't they have... They're Gus. They got Gus and people. Maybe, right. like, Gus knows some, like, legends and stuff
family
that got passed
story.
Down.
Right.
That, like, didn't make their way over to the textbooks and other sources that,
They're not quite good enough to be primary sources because they're mostly family history, which doesn't
exactly.
really have backup. But it adds local flair.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like it. And then, and the whole time, it's just like that extra, do I tell her? I can't tell her. Curses, she doesn't think curses are real. She's approaching this from a strictly,
yes.
like, metaphorical. Oh.
It's interesting how this legend... It's not really a big legend, doesn't really have a lot of legs, but, you know, I've heard it a few times about curses and demons.
Yes. And how the American expansion of Wyatt Earp's law enforcement team, or whatever, the mm-hmm. Earp brothers in general, and Doc Holliday, how they influenced local legends.
Yes.
Because we did have that one time where, you know, she was a skinwalker. So presumably there were people here first who had their own supernatural traditions before
yes.
Wyatt Earp stomped all over them.
Yep.
So, like, something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the maybe the paper she's writing is about how the Americanized version of things overswallowed the native Canadian stories. And it's like, ironic!
Tracing the myths and legends of the old Americas through the decades.
And then, I can't...
So then... Winona comes back to town, and Waverly is like, I need some extra help trying to track things down, maybe?
Or Waverly drops off the board for a while, and then she comes back asking slightly more pointed questions.
Slightly more pointed questions.
And then he's like, you know what?
I have could made do a historical research trip to your town.
Yes, but also because I didn't mean, Wyatt Earp drank here. But like the hard part, the moving part, is how he realizes after Waverly has dropped off the face of the earth for 3 weeks that he's made a connection. He has spent the last 50-odd years like sort of surface connections only, coasting along and not making... putting down any kind of foundation and bouncing from, like, room to room and university to university.
Bed to bed.
He's a great hit at holiday parties.
He's just known as, like, the man whore of the college.
Yes! You wouldn't think that a very specific period of a very dirty time in history would get as much play as it does, and yet.
And yet.
And yet. But...
the more decent facial hair.
Really. As soon as he got rid of that goatee, everyone was like, oh! That,
like, mustache.
That
anyway.
Mustache, though. Oh my god, that mustache. But, like, when Waverly stops answering his emails, because she's swept up in Winona reestablishing her own life, and then, like, she gets kidnapped, and then, shit, we have stuff going down, you know? Like, that's when he realizes... he cares.
Aww.
And fuck, the Earps have sucked him back in.
Yes!
And like,
they're always gonna get you.
It's when he starts to realize too, like, yes, the revenge thing is absolutely as driving a force as it's always been, but now it's tempered by this competing flame of like, I let the first Earp down and I never actually made my peace with him. So like, now I have a chance to fix that a little bit. Because after 50-odd years, he's finally matured enough to know that he can stop holding that grudge. So, like, that's what motivates him. Not because, like, I feel like that's more what motivates him than a strictly academic. But he has to be like, yeah, I need funding for research.
Yes.
This bar says Wyatt Earp liked tequila. I have to disprove them. He liked ice cream.
I just got distracted for a second by the fact that Waverly is absolutely going to have to is now obviously going to be like at some point to Winona, you can't sleep with my professor! That is so weird!
You're not even in his class anymore.
It's, like, such an interesting change to the dynamic if, like, he knew Waverly first.
Yeah, although he probably does do the same, like, saunters into the bar, makes a suggestive comment about the gun, Winona does the elevator eyes, and then he does, like, a little bit of an air of menace because the bar has the Wyatt Earp drank here and a cup shaped like a boot. Like, it's needling his professional pride as a lawman and the member of Wyatt Earp's posse. This is not. This is not. So he gets like a little bit. He still has that same kind of interaction with Winona. And then he meets her again being introduced by Waverly. And they both have this moment of awkward. But also...
I mean, it would also... I can't decide what I want more. Like, that... So, I still haven't seen that scene, but, like, it sounds great from the way that you've described it. Like, I don't... Do I want that more? Or do I want, like... They ran into each other without realizing who the other one was while he was on campus at some point, and she was there for some reason, and they fucked.
Oh, she's visiting Waverly! No, she's not. Waverly's doing this
computer-wise.
Waverly
did online courses.
She's doing this online courses.
I don't really know what Winona was doing is the problem.
They said in episode 1 that she was in Spain or possibly Greece.
Okay.
Like, they were really vague about it. She was just not here.
Okay. We know she was in juvie for a little while.
Yeah. I do not know enough about, like, maybe they weren't on campus. Maybe he was doing something abroad.
Research trip?
Abroad.
Abroad.
I don't know.
Who knows?
But I mean, I like that, though. I like the idea that they have some sort of, like, connection. Haven't thought about that one in a while. But I really enjoyed myself. But
I do also like the idea of them just coming into town and being like,
yeah. Huh.
Circling each other, you? Like,
circling each other like two wary cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Wary and attractive. And then Waverly is like, hey, it's Professor Johns!
And now that she's, oh, he probably has a really terrible headshot on the university website.
Yes.
That, like,
it's old as fuck and he still had the shitty goatee.
Yes. But, like, facial hair really does change his face.
It really does.
Either that or whenever anybody says he looks like the photo of Doc Holliday, he says, that's what I was going for. Because.
But also, like,
I mean, I'm not.
If he had, like, a full beard and mustache,
he looks like distinguished werewolf Chris Pine.
Very different. Like, he you kind of see it around, like, the eyes and stuff, but, like,
It's
you know, you wouldn't look at him and your first thought would be, oh, hey, that's that guy Doc Holliday who died of tuberculosis,
right,
you know, in the late 1800s.
Right. Because, like, the thing is that Waverly was really, like, the thing that we see on the show is that Waverly can ID revenants by their photos. Like, yeah. She's got that kind of a memory. So we need some sort of reason for her not to immediately jump to that conclusion.
Well, she doesn't jump to it immediately with Doc either until she sees the photo.
Yeah.
Like, when she's, like, looking through the files and she's like, huh, wait, that dude that I just looked at does look, in fact, exactly similar to this guy in this photo that I am looking at right now. So, like, and that was with the facial hair.
Yeah.
So, like, it's plausible that, like, she's still, like, with a different facial hair, a different haircut. He's and got modern, tenure.
Yeah.
Like, he's wearing t-shirts.
So she doesn't make the connection.
She doesn't immediately make the connection.
Okay. Because.
And he's not speaking at this point. He might be speaking a little bit more formally than, like, your average person.
But you,
like,
can put that off as being, I type in full sentences when I'm typing with my professor, because anything that I write could be, you know, like, we're.
Yeah, and, like, even for the people in his class, it's like, well, he's a little bit eccentric, but, you know.
Right, he uses a couple weird turns of phrase, mm-hmm. But that could be blamed just as easily because he's an American!
Those Americans.
So, like, she doesn't put the two together right away, mm-hmm. Which I like. Mm-hmm. I like that we sort of fall back into that a little bit with the mistaken identities on multiple levels. But, like, fucking distinguished professor of history. And the whole time, it's like, we know who he is, and he knows who he is, but he doesn't quite know who Winona is, or who Waverly is, and they don't know enough to, like, mm-hmm. And then it all comes to a head. Does he run into Bobo?
But he didn't know Bobo when he was alive. Well, before
the
Does he
run into Fish?
Ah, maybe he runs into Fish!
Who's just, like, living in town, hanging out in the bar. Oh my god, it's Doc! And he tries to play it off like, yes, I have a doctorate! I see you've read my paper!
I have no earthly idea of whom you are speaking.
Because you've got Waverly and Winona right there, and he's like, of course there is nothing at all, like, historical gunslinger about me, except for my 700-page paper. You know? And he's, like, still covering
Can
on
you
that.
See me wielding a gun?
I've seen you make people cry over an internet.
Meanwhile, he does go to the gun range, and he holds the highest,
oh.
I don't know if they keep scores at the gun range. Probably
not.
Oh,
they probably keep some kind of, like, accuracy.
Maybe. It's got the, at the very least, whoever's taking around, like, taking out the targets is always like, man, that dude's got killer aim.
Either that or they only think he fires one bullet. Yeah. He just keeps going there the same.
Oh, man. Like, the part in Psych where, is it Juliet is firing, and Sean fires after her, and he fires exactly into her,
the hull. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then he finds Winona with the gun, and she thinks he's appreciating it strictly as a historical
artifact.
Oh, eventually everything will come out, though, and it's just going to be like...
Yes, it will, and it's going to be so good.
They'll already be sleeping together.
Uh-huh.
And then Waverly's going to be like, not only is he old enough to be your great-great-grandfather, you slept with my professor! Like, that's the worst part.
And Winona's like, he's got the sexy professor thing going on! What, like, you never wanted to sleep with him? And Waverly's just like, no!
And then Dolls is just like, why is this my life?
Why am I involved with this?
I used to work with professionals.
Yeah, but they were way less fun, Dolls.
They were so much less fun. I really like the idea of Professor Doc, or regular Doc, but like Professor Doc.
Wait, okay, pause. Do we think... So Dolls figured out, like, at some point, Black Badge figured out that there was some shit going down with Wyatt Earp. So, okay, the curse, right. Tales of the Curse must have traveled at least a little bit.
Right.
For Black Badge to hear about it. Do you think that Black Badge initially reached out to Doc for, like, collaborating research, and he was like, I don't know who you are, but this seems shady.
You seem like big government, and I don't believe in that.
I am an academic.
And also, I am the man and the man is the law. Keep your big government to yourself. Yes. And it's very expansionist Old West where the man makes the law and the government stays on the coast.
Yes.
Very dead. And that's why he turns them like, down.
If you're interested in my research, you can buy my books.
Yes.
His that's just shot. Like it.
Yes. His headshot on the back of the book, like it's a ridiculous, super academic, super like.
He's probably wearing a turtleneck.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's in black and white. And
yes!
Like, staring into the middle distance. And he's wearing the fucking hat. Wearing the hat.
Yes.
But, like, I love the idea that part of the reason he turns them down is because they're, like, sketchy and he doesn't want them looking into him too mm-hmm. much. And part of it is because, like, deep inside, he's basically an anarchist. So he makes camp in shorties in the booth with the sign that says, Wyatt Earp drank here. And he only orders ice cream floats as, like, a mark of defiance against the Wyatt Earp cool cowboy.
But also, like, would he do that to himself? He does really like drinking.
He does.
And I don't know if they would let him bring a flask in of his own alcohol.
All right, he orders one for Waverly. One of their first meet... Okay, so what... It's, like, their first... Like, meeting in person, we're going to go over your paper, where's a good place to sit down? And she said, well, I can't get off work. Well, where do you work? Oh, I'm at Shorty's, and we do have a lull between the hours of, like, 2 and 5.
Yeah, the, you know, nobody's really coming in and drinking in the middle afternoon.
Right. So, like, that's like, their first face-to-face
yes,
interaction.
Yes, he gets her ice cream.
Which is...
Perfect.
Great. And then she's something, Champ shows up and she has to, like, take him out back. And mm-hmm. that's when he sees Winona at the bar.
Yes!
And the elevator eyes and the flirting over the phallically shaped gun. It's just so... I mean...
It's very long
it's
and prominent
a very,
gun.
Yes, it's noticeable. Is that a pistol Slender. In your pocket? Are you happy to see me? Well, no, it's a pistol.
Then he starts making a connection with Winona, mm-hmm. and it's like, I'm mad at you, Wyatt, and also we used to bang, so now I'm, like, conflicted about why I'm falling in love with Winona, but, like, obviously feelings are the worst. I can't admit to feelings. Mm-hmm. It's bad that I've already got a connection with Waverly that's super adorable.
What is it with these fucking herbs?
Yes! Like, pulling me back in.
I just want to find the Stone Witch and kill her and then maybe get back to writing my, like, dissertation or whatever. Not a dissertation, but, like, you know, writing my next book. Like,
maybe he thinks that he can utilize Black Badge's resources to find the witch. He's using dolls just as much as dolls is using him for his intel.
I would buy it.
And he catches it in, like, these very vague rumors of the supernatural in Calgary. We're not in Calgary. So what? and like, that's what he's... Like, it's kind of a very obvious see-through answer.
Yes, but. Okay, so, like, Black Badge is like, well, you're since you're here, you seem to be helping us. And he's like, uh-huh, you're gonna help me get material for my research. But, like, you know, like, making it seem like he's, like, the aggrieved academic, like, I don't want to help you, shady government, I said no already, but... For the sake of Waverly, since I seem to be sucked into this, like he finds out with heavy quotation marks about the supernatural at some point. Like,
does he get kidnapped? No, okay, that's what it is. That's how he runs into Bobo. Bobo kidnaps him because he is important to the herbs.
Yes, oh man,
and he has to pretend that he's not. The fastest gunslinger in the West.
Oh my god.
It will blow his cover.
Yes.
Oh. And all the while, whoever the revenant is that has him kidnapped is talking shit about, like, he's talking shit about Wyatt Earp and he's talking shit about Doc Holliday and he's praising Billy the Kid. And that's the thing that's the worst. That's the thing. He can't be like, I can do it better and I can do it faster. He has to be like, purely academic and here's me pushing up my spectacles on my distinguished werewolf professor face. Like, yes.
And then Waverly and Winona and dolls come bursting in and Waverly shoots the guy.
She's so good with a shotgun.
Winona shoots the guy, rather.
I mean, Waverly is good with
Waverly
a shotgun.
Waverly shoots the guy and then Winona kills the guy.
Yes.
And they're like, we tried to get Waverly not to come with us, but she was really worried about you. he was a good professor. He always gave her really thoughtful comments on her papers.
If my professor dies now, I will never get to my postdoc.
And then she shoots the revenant and he goes straight back to hell.
And that's how Doc
has to be like, what just happened? You know, I've always done this research about the supernatural.
I thought it was a myth brought on by moonshine. You know, the kind of moonshine that makes you see things.
Yeah.
With arsenic.
And then he gets pulled in and keeps making comments about how, you know, It's like, I don't know. Oh, no, it's winter, isn't it? Maybe he's on sabbatical or something. Anyway, hand wave. Whatever.
He has
Or we just reset funding. It in the summer instead of the winter. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, you know, I'll have to get back to campus soon. Except he's not going back to campus anytime soon.
No.
It's a lot of lying for... It's a lot of lying.
But he keeps saying it, and then eventually... The Winona gets the lead on somebody is part of the Seven or something, mm-hmm. right? And it coincides with him getting a break on the Stone Witch.
Ooh,
and
okay.
She thinks it got too hot for him and he went back to his, you know, ivory academic tower mm-hmm. and he bailed.
Yes!
But actually, he went after the Stone Witch and then she did something to him.
Oh.
That's why he's gone for the amount of time. Like,
she doesn't, Waverly and Winona don't go looking for him right away because they think he is like, he's back at school, mm-hmm. and he's like, this was too much for me to handle, but they think he's safe, he's just ignoring them.
Right.
Not, he went after the witch and she did something and she's got him like trapped in a basement somewhere, like slowly bleeding him to see how much he can take before like immortality kicks in or something.
She's thrown him down another well.
Didn't work last time.
Maybe the herbs will come back this time for you.
Oh. And then Winona's distracted by like, okay, I have to blow the shit out of these people. Mm-hmm. Because they're demons, and mm-hmm. she doesn't go looking, and then it's, like, hurtful, because the connections that he made with the herbs, and they don't come for him, and she...
But they didn't know! They don't find out until, like, they need to ask him something, and Winona, like, calls the department.
Oh.
And is like, can you tell him? I know he's, like, fucking, like, you know, pissed at us, or freaked, or whatever, but can you tell him that we really need this? And they're like... He hasn't come back to campus. We've had, like, we called the police. We've had, like, an APB out or whatever. And she's just like...
And that's when they find out that that's what his... that's when they find out that Black Badge was doing additional research. Because Dawes was compartmentalizing.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't leading that research. Somebody at Black Badge headquarters mm-hmm. was leading the research on Stonewitch.
Oh.
And that's how she gets back. And then now that she's been tipped off that something else is wrong,
mm-hmm.
something comes up where, like, that's how now they know to go. Mm-hmm. And also it's, like, throws a little bit of a wrench into the team dynamic because, like, he was keeping secrets about this and Dolls was keeping secrets about that and nobody's being really honest with each other. And everything is just
Winona's just like, why am I the one who's been lying the least?
Why do I have the emotional high ground here?
Wait. No, okay. If we're really fucking with the timeline, then we might as well just say that, like, Waverly's broken up with Champ and she started dating Nicole in secret because then that can come out too. And Winona can be like... I'm supposed to be the one who's got secrets and lies and, like, shit that she's not talking about.
She's not used to being the one in the in like, one that, the like,
everybody knows
position.
What the fuck is going on with her. Like, they found out she was sleeping with Doc, and then he left, you know?
Oh, you throw that fuel in the fire, too. Oh!
I'm sorry, was that not supposed to be, like, where this, We did have her sleeping with him before they found out that he was Doc.
We did, oh. And she thinks it's because Waverly is his student. And that he's having, like, a crisis of conscience.
Or that, like, you know, he liked sleeping with her, but, like, you know, wasn't emotions. Enough to make him stick around. Because it's never enough to make people stick around. That's why she usually leaves first. Otherwise, she'll just fuck everything up. And lo and behold, she fucked this up. Or this got fucked up somehow. Something
right.
got
and
fucked.
Everything
not in the
bad.
Fun way. And everything is bad. So she's like, well, fine. He can go run away. I don't care.
That is code for she really did care.
She really did care.
Narrator voice. She cared a lot.
And then they have to go track him down. And they find him in the well. And then this time, when he's down in the well, and Herb comes and lets him
and pulls him out.
Oh,
that's so good. And then they're badass motherfuckers and bury her in the salt flats.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like,
and they're also just like, wait, you were down there for, like, 2 weeks. How are you not dead?
And that's how that comes out. I like that.
Or something like that.
No, it's been a significant amount of time, and he doesn't look... Like, he looks artfully disheveled.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, an obnoxiously attractive piece of dirt on his brow.
His hair is all mussed.
His beard, or his mustache has grown into some scruff, okay? He looks 500% too good for being down a well.
You pull him out and
he looks like
the
United Colors of
like,
Benetton
what
ad.
What the fuck? You look like a construction man from a hot construction guy calendar. Like, there's a little bit of dust in your hair,
yes.
And you're a little muddy.
That's
but, like...
The worst. How very dare.
How very dare.
And then that comes out that, like... oh, yeah, of course, like Doc Holliday. Yes, I am Doc Holliday. Yeah, because you have a doctorate. Yes, I am Doc Holliday. Yeah, you got the same name and everything. Because I am Doc Holliday. Wait, are you Doc Holliday? just go back and forth. Focus, people, we have a witch to kill. Wait, but like, a doctorate in what? And it just keeps going back and forth for her.
Well, originally, dentistry.
Yeah. No. Terrible planning. So then they have to all ride to the...
Wait, okay. Even better. I mean, it's partially that, but also, so they pull him out of the well, and they're like, okay, but they don't entirely know the timeline. They know that he's been gone for a certain amount of time. They don't know yet how long he's been down the well.
Okay.
Although it seems possible that he's been down in the well that whole time, and they're still, you know, kind of trying to process that one. But then, like, some, like, revenants come or something, and, like, I don't know, Winona or someone or Waverly is about to get killed, so he has to do the move where he pulls a gun out of someone else's holster and shoots them.
I love it!
And they're just like, what?
Oh, I love it. And then in the midst of the firefight and the things going back and forth,
Waverly, your mild-mannered professor has turned out to be
surprisingly bloodthirsty and effective. And he ends up back-to-back with Winona. And they do the thing. Oh, it's so good. And then a revenant kicks Peacemaker out of her hand, so he, like, tosses her his.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do the thing where they trade weapons, but, like, he can't really... If he fires Peacemaker, it's just a regular bullet.
It's just a regular gun.
So then they have to do the thing again, where, like, they trade... They spin around and they trade weapons, and they do the thing where they end up back-to-back, and I love that in fight scenes so much.
I do love back-to-back fighting in fight scenes. I'm weak for it.
And Waverly is, like, slightly higher ground with the shotgun.
With the shotgun.
Shotgun full of salt. Shotgun full of road salt.
I want to go full Winchester on this. Yes.
If they were fighting Constance and her zombies...
Zombies! Yes!
Shotgun full of salt would be super
effective. Shotgun full of salt would be so effective! And that's how... And then they shoot Constance with some salt, except then, like...
It shows up on
Doc Holliday.
Oh!
And then they, you know...
Wait, are you one of them? Were you infiltrating? Are you working for her?
The only person I worked for was Wyatt Earp.
And even then, it was more of a partnership. Yes. I'd say we're more like acquaintances.
Equals. Definitely not sidekick.
No one was anybody's sidekick. Can't do the accent. I don't know what that was.
I mean, I've been mangling it all evening, so you know. And then they have to hash their shit out, and, you know, they realize. And then they go track down Constance and they bury her in the salt flats.
Yes.
It's good stuff.
Because that was just such a good scene for me. They're both so full of murder, I love it.
I know.
Kitten thinks of nothing but murder all day!
I was thinking that exact same thing. Or just, like, the angry bird, like paintings, yes, that guy does.
Waverly is 3 ounces of whoop-ass.
Yes!
I took a calculated risk, but boy am I bad at math, and that one's Winona.
Yes! Oh, that's good.
He gave her the heebie-jeebies. He had nothing left to give. As long as it's not 1860 chlamydia, we're fine. Oh. But, like, once they get Constance, and he's finally, like, subsumed his rage by burying her up to her neck in salt,
mm-hmm.
Like... Now does he realize that his connection to the Earps is enough that he sticks around?
I mean, I want him...
Or does he go back to
leave
his life?
And then come back and be like, well, there's enough material here for two more books. Ah! Just like some kind of, like, you know, flippant response that's just like, whatever. But, like, yes. Narrator, he cared a lot.
Oh, and I like the dynamic of, like, family for him and Waverly. Because mm-hmm. Ward is full of shit.
The worst.
So, like, well, most characters named Ward are full of shit.
Yeah.
Just like,
true.
Just the
never
worst.
Trust a Ward.
Unless he's Dick Grayson.
Oh, I can't even hit you for that one. That was too good.
That, like, it's not quite paternal. It's more like
it's older brother. Yeah.
But, like,
mentoring.
Yes. And they have this dynamic that's that ends up being very familial in a way that, like, is good for both of them, mm-hmm. you know? And then it's, like, Waverly just never stops giving them shit about, mm-hmm. like, she's my sister! He's yes. my professor! Yes!
Winona torments her by making a lot of, like,
hot damn.
Dirty professor jokes.
Oh, I was just gonna joke about, like, Officer Hot.
Oh, I mean that too. Yes. But also just like, I don't know, professor. Is there anything I could do so that you'd give me an A? This is so good.
It's so
good. I like this. I like the idea of, like, both Waverly and Winona are, like, very friendly with, like, have a good relationship with the other's partner. But it's just that Waverly and Doc will talk about history, and Winona and Nicole will get drunk and, like, shit-talk people.
Yes! Oh, they're so good.
And then there's
that.
Dolls, who is just like, what?
I don't understand how you guys have such a high success rate. The competence is below the chart.
Okay, Dolls, you can make out, too. Oh. It's all good.
Oh, it's all good for Winona.
And then they kill all the demons.
And yay. In this universe, is Willa still Eve? Or is Willa just dead?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is that, like, season two? Willa and Bobo is season two, so we can get more into, like, the nitty-gritty, slow-dawning realization that the image of Willa that they have is not the Willa that they got back. So we get to see more of that, like, yeah. sociopath and sort of good at putting on a face, but then in practice it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, more of that dynamic where she's, like, slowly sabotaging, Winona's camp, basically, and feeding information back to Bobo.
Oh, interesting.
But she doesn't know that the professor is Doc Holliday for real. She thinks, because she wasn't here for that and she doesn't have context the same way, like, she thinks that's an ongoing joke.
Oh.
Willa thinks it's an ongoing joke that they call him Doc Holliday because they met when he was teaching a course about Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp.
Interesting.
So, the information that she gives to Bobo's camp is, like, enough to be damaging, but always that slight little bit off, so Doc ends up being their ace in the hole.
Interesting. Okay.
And I can't decide what's better, to have it be like this. He follows sort of the plot of, like, Bobo's, like, initial plan A, revenge. Bobo's revenge, return of the Bobo.
Imagine them fighting the tentacle monster or whatever, and Doc being like, this was not mentioned in any of my research.
Yes.
There are no folktales about that.
Calamari should stay at the sushi. Just something, like, ridiculous like that. Like, I am modern, and I know that tentacles are for food, not for woods.
Hentai?
You know, he had a really long time. Really long time alive, and maybe that's cool. Imports. I don't know. But, like, or if it ends up being sort of that Willa and Bobo and, like, its plan B, where he's trying to ingratiate someone from mm-hmm. his team into the team ERP.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it through Willa.
Okay.
And then that would get an heir to walk across the line willingly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's how that happens. But, like, every time...
Well, I mean, he's got Willa to walk across the line willingly.
Yeah. But, like, I can't decide what's more hurtful. If Willa does it voluntarily, or if Willa manages to make Wynonna do it.
You asshole!
I know! Everything's awful!
But, remember... Well, the problem with this is that, like, you've got Willa coming back, and you've got the guns not working for Wynonna anymore.
Okay, because conflict of loyalty there.
Right, because, like,
who's, you know, got the real hierarchy?
Who's got the real claim to the gun? Because, it stopped working for Wynonna. So, you've got Willa having to go on some of these missions, which...
Mm.
Coincidentally, keep going wrong.
She always walks away, but, like, there may be the ones where she's supposed to bring back someone alive,
mm-hmm.
and they always all end up dead.
Yep.
Or, like, we were supposed to get some intel, and it shows up just too late.
Yeah. Waverly somehow keeps getting targeted.
Oh, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. And then something about, like, Dolls' lizard eyes becomes a bigger
plot
point. Becomes a bigger plot point. Because now...
Just like, I knew those government folks were shady.
Yes! Because now Black Badge has lost their hold on Doc.
Because
mm-hmm. he got rid of the witch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She's buried in the cell flat. She can't affect him. But, like, maybe that's, like, she's not gone.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something happens that manages to fuck things up again. I don't know. I feel like the Willa plot deserved more development. So I mm-hmm. want more about that. But I don't know. Woods cult is always a good time. Or we just end it with end of season one. They have buried the witch and now they have to figure out feelings and emotions and, like,
mm-hmm.
pen pals.
It could be interesting, and this is just, like, throwing shit in the air.
See what sticks.
So you were mentioning Black Badge, like, researching the Stone Witch at least a little bit. Like,
right.
You know, maybe they don't know exactly what they're looking for, but they know that Doc is looking for something.
Right.
And they still think that he's, like, a harmless academic at this point, but, you know... He's a smart, harmless academic, so, you know,
right.
they kind of follow. So, like, who knows? Maybe they find the Stone Witch, and they dig her up or something.
Oh.
And, like, maybe they do end up having to kill the Stone Witch, so they have to transfer... Because I was thinking about what you were saying earlier about, like, Doc being attached to something else other than the Stone Witch, like,
mm-hmm.
you know... Peacemaker or something.
Oh, I like that.
So, like, they have to transfer Doc's life from the Stone Witch to, like, Peacemaker or something. They have to kind of attach him to something else so that he stays alive.
Oh, I like it. And that's hurtful. Mm-hmm. And what if they tied him to Wynonna? But not in, like, a weird way, but in, like, a...
If Wynonna dies, you die?
But, like, in an also a, whenever she gets hurt, he gets her injuries kind of way.
See, that, Wynonna gets hurt so much. That would be, this is why I suggested Peacemaker and not Wynonna, as much as that thought, like, you know, appeals to me. Just because, like, then two members of the team are, like, down for the count. Like, Wynonna gets kicked in the stomach, both of them are, like, dying.
I just think there's, like, a lot of room for warmth right there.
I mean, that's true.
But then also Wynonna would have to start fighting safer. Because...
That is true.
She has
someone
else
depending.
She'd have
to start asking for backup. But also, if he's attached to Peacemaker, then the stuff with Willa and, like, Peacekeeper working for Willa
oh.
and stopping from working for
Wynonna... Oh, that's hurtful.
Gets some real...
Yeah, because what if it's... And what if it means
the
hold is wearing off and he's about to die? If the gun is malfunctioning.
Oh.
Wow, were you thinking it in a more like he's directing what the gun will work for?
No, no, not at all. I was just thinking in a, you know, it's weird that this thing that I am connected to is I am connected to you as a person, but this gun that I am connected to is not working for you, and there's weird. But I like the idea of it malfunctioning and, like, you know, it's kind of fucking him up.
Yeah.
Because
the gun's not, like, a sentient being, but the gun has, you can tell it has opinions.
Yes.
You know? And then it's split between the original heir and then the spare heir.
Yeah.
And
now I just want to get into, like, magical, like...
And then that's why his vitality starts fluctuating.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know, something happens at the end and, like, he...
Does he do, like, a dumb self-sacrificing move where he puts himself in front of Winona?
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that. But, I mean, like, I'm always up for the dumb self-sacrificing moves. I was thinking, like, Winona has to shoot someone with Peacemaker, but it hasn't been, like, you know, working weird because Willa is still alive, and, like, maybe this is when she has to shoot Willa or the creature or something like that. So he has to, like, I don't know, like, put his hands on her shoulders or something and, like, funnel some sort of, like, energy into the gun. She's got self-doubt,
and he's like, Winona, I believe in you. I know you can do this. You've always been able to do this.
And also, he's magically connected to the gun. And he's holding her shoulders. Some sort of, like, weird, like, golden energy kind of, like, funneling, like, through both of them. Like, okay, that's just my shit. Like,
that's my jam.
Right?
It's like pep talk plus, like, if I believe in you, the gun believes in you.
Yes.
And then, of course, like, while Winona's having this crisis of conscience, Waverly is in the background with her shotgun. just this is my boomstick. They do a night of zombie movies because he is, by a technicality, a zombie.
He clawed his way up out of that well.
And he is just, like, greatly disgruntled. I am nothing like this. I have far better hygiene. My hat would never be so bloody.
I can move way faster than that. I don't want brains.
And then, does Nicole start to piece things together? Or does she get brought in the same way? Like, something big goes down and Doc spills the beans. And he says that I'm Doc Holliday, and she also thinks it's a joke.
Good question.
I'm Doc Holliday and he's just a dick. Oh, it all makes sense. And she thinks that he's joking about being Doc Holliday again. Kind of in poor taste, but, like, so was the part about dolls as a dick.
I actually kind of like the idea of, like, Nicole was starting to figure out that there's something weird about Doc Holliday that nobody was saying. Like, Willa didn't figure it out.
Oh.
But, like, Nicole was like, first of all, he does these weird things. Second of all,
that's not how you use citations.
Second of all, the way you guys sometimes refer to him, like, it could just be a joke, but, like, it seemed a little weird. But also, like, you know,
you took it that extra step too far.
Blah, blah, blah. And she's been like, there's been something weird about you, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it. But I would believe that you, in fact, like, got thrown into a well 130 years ago. Like, sure. I can accept that. If demons are real and whatever, like, yeah, this makes sense.
But if they tie Doc to Peacemaker, and Winona dies without breaking the curse, then he's stuck forever.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And because Peacemaker is tied to the Earp line, he's still tied to the goddamn Earp line. Peacemaker was in the well, too.
Peacemaker was in the well. Oh, jeez. Can we also do, like, a Monster of the Week light episode where it's just, like, he's perpetually going... He's, like, in the middle of an academic flame war.
Yes!
Like, B plot is Monster of the Week, but A plot is like, that bitch in 501 whatever is trying to steal my funding for, like, ancient Greek colonization of Macedonia.
Yes!
I don't know if that's right. Please don't be mad at me, classics history people.
He reads someone's article and he's just like, wow, this is terrible.
And I was there. Oh, it's like one of those, what's that one? The Asimov class where Asimov walks in and he's like, oh, that's not how it works. How would you know? I'm the guy who wrote it. It's like that, but like, that doesn't mean anything. You're dead now. Doc Holliday might have wrote it, but Doc Holliday's dead now or something like that. Somebody has a wrong opinion.
Yes.
And so it's just like academic flame war the entire episode.
Oh my god, wait, okay. Also, like, periodically, like, he's on, like, sabbatical or whatever, you know, he's it's like an official time away from the thing, but, like, you know, he still has students who, you know,
need mentoring besides Waverly.
Yeah, like, and he's away, and they know that he's not going to be, like, responding to them as quickly, but they still need to extend stuff, and he's like, well, okay, fine, like, I'm not just going to drop you. So, like, occasionally, they'll come to him, and he'll just be, like, grading papers or whatever, and they'll be like, okay, demon? He's like, I'll catch up with you freshmen in, like, three paragraphs.
Worse than demons.
Yes! Wish I could just shoot freshmen with a shotgun full of salt.
Hey, Winona. You know how you got that fancy dress that time? I have to go to a faculty dinner.
Yes!
The department is doing fundraising. Will you be my date?
Winona Earp at a, like, academic soiree. Like, Jesus. Terrible.
Either she would do, like, I'm just gonna be myself and be, like, throw everyone off by, like, the sheer volume of self that I have.
Uh-huh.
Or she would talk only about super esoteric, like, make up more and more tall tales about the Earp family. And just be like, yes, Wyatt Earp once climbed Mount blah blah blah. You know? And, like, what's the highest point in Canada? He climbed that mountain. He once fought a jackalope. What do you mean jackalopes aren't real? Of course they're real. We have the mounted skeleton in the bar. It was just like the most ridiculous tall tales. And every time she's like, you probably haven't heard of it. It's super new research. It's very new research.
Oh, God. But also just drinking.
Yes.
Like, why don't I just like...
It's an academic
there's free
fundraiser.
Food and there's free
it is an
alcohol.
Open bar. Winona is taking advantage of the open bar. And then, after the fundraising dinner, because they're on campus, she's like, we have to go back to your...
Oh, are you dating Professor Jones? She's like, no, I'm just using him for sex.
And after the
dinner... No, he's just really good with a pistol.
Yes! And they think she means sex, but she means actual guns, which is even better. But also, yes, his dick. They go back to his classroom, and she's like...
Do they fuck on the desk?
They do!
Yes!
Because they're both a little tipsy and not thinking about the sanitation issues. They do, and it's like... Exactly everything that would make Waverly cry.
Yes! They fuck in his office, and she's like, I could have had office hours there! And she was like, you... Didn't. It was an online course. Yes, but I could have!
Yes. In my classroom, your classroom was in the one Wi-Fi spot of Shorty's. In my classroom!
Is nothing sacred.
Yes. So, in conclusion...
Winona's like, I mean, like, you and Nicole haven't done, like, the hot deputy thing. And Waverly is just like... Is none of your business.
I can't even go in the break room anymore. Also, the drunk tank. You know that has a camera in there.
I didn't even want to know what those handcuffs had been up to.
And then Nicole's just like, I didn't say anything. Why am I being attacked?
I want no part of this. I would like to be removed from this narrative.
Hot Professor Doc Holliday.
Hot
fuck
Professor
you.
Doc Holliday, the gift that keeps on giving. But also, I just like imagining, like, you know, they hand wave, they manage to kill all of the demons. And now they're like, well, what are we all gonna do now? Like, our mission's over. You know, the Salt Witch is dead, the demons are dead, the curse is broken.
The tentacle monster has been returned to his tentacly ether.
Yeah, and, you know, Winona's like, well, I guess maybe, you know, Dulles and I could go around, like, you know, killing monsters across the country or something, I guess. What are, I don't know. Like, and, like, none of them are sure, like, been, like, none of them are sure, like, you know, it's like, Doc had always made the academic thing, like, he always talked about it like it was a means to an end. Like, if you look at his actions, it's like, no, obviously he, like, you know, he's invested because, you know, that person right. who's trying to steal his funding and these people being wrong on the internet and, you yes. know, greeting these students' papers and everything. But he's always said that it was just, you know, a means to an end. And they always, you know, the end was like the Stone Witch, except, like, you know, they haven't been, like, talking about that because, you know, he's been helping them and blah, blah, blah. And so they're like, well, what are you going to do? And he's like, oh, I guess I could do anything and not just go back to teaching.
Does he say something like, in my experience, when one has a lot of life experience, one should write a book. And then Winona ends up writing like a, yes! like a Percy oh Jackson my God. Style
series. She writes series a fantasy of- series! Oh, yes! About a girl and her family who kill demons. Except it's really, like, sad and heartbreaking now that I'm thinking about this, because if it's a Percy Jackson-style series, it'd be a YA novel. So it'd be when she was in, like, high school, as opposed to her terrible, terrible high school life. She gives herself this kind of, like, family life, doing things, killing the people that she's supposed to, being supported by her sister, like, all the stuff that she got later when she turned 27, she puts it into, like, her high school life, instead of, like, getting sent off to, like, you know, the
four different juvies,
and, you know, being told that she's crazy for seeing demons. I mean, there's, like, a little bit of that in the book, too, like, you know, people are telling her she's crazy, but also,
but then the she's aunt got people supports her.
Exactly, the aunt supports her, and, like, she's got her sister who also can see the demons, and like, they can, like, you know, shoot them and stuff. So she kind of ends up rewriting her, she writes Will a better ending.
And, like, Doc is like, yes, this is good. I'm glad that you're making
money. Also, there's a love triangle. She writes in the love triangle. And Doc and Dolls are both like,
that's not how it went.
Are you kidding me? No. And then, like, she gets fans. They're at ship wars.
Does
she
Doc
writes
get
in
a little? Oh yes, she does. Does Doc get a little bit annoyed though because she's basically doing what Wyatt Earp did?
Yeah. Hey. She's calling it fiction, though. She's not calling this a biography. She's not asking anybody to write out the parts where, you know, she accidentally dropped a loaded gun on the ground and it went off through the ceiling. She is writing that part out of her life, but it's fiction, so it's okay.
Oh my goodness, ship wars on the internet. And Doc has internet history now. He's not like, strange, what is this contraption inside yes. the light-up box? He, like, has internet access. He grew, like, he's grown with the internet. He has opinions, and he
Doc
tells
follows the fandoms.
Yes. He tells the internet his feelings.
Oh, and then she can thank him in the dedications as, like, to Professor Henry Johns
the for some of the information
on Wyatt Earp. Like,
to Professor Henry Johns, my Doc Holliday.
Yes!
It's just like, it's right there.
It's right there!
And then Waverly gets her post-grad and she gets to walk across the stage and wear the cap and gown and
yes.
the hood and the
she gets to actually
hood.
Go live on a campus.
Yes.
Like, to do her, like, you know,
because the curse isn't holding them there
the
anymore.
The curse isn't holding them there anymore.
Aww.
And she's got the money from the sale of shorties, so, you know, she can get an apartment. It's okay.
Aww. And then Dolls is like, you know, there are still things here that go bump in the night. They may not be your family's demons, but they're still here. I guess I should stay in the Ghost River
yes.
Triangle.
Alternately, he can go on the Winona's book tour with her. And they find different, like, you know, shit-causing trouble in towns on the tour. And they shoot them.
And then they shoot them. Her fans just think
Winona she's, gets more information for more books.
And her fans just think she's really dedicated because she shows up to her, like, book signing and talks with a shotgun.
No, I don't think they would allow that in most bookstores. Like, I don't think that that would be copacetic. She's got Peacemaker hidden under her, like, jacket.
All right, fine, no shotgun. They think, she comes in saying, oh, yeah, that vampire, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks she's just really dedicated to the aesthetic.
Yeah, it's just, like, a running joke in, like, the fandom. Like, oh, yeah, you know, at my book signing, she said that she, you know.
There was a Rougarou, which I didn't know was a thing, but apparently it's native to my part of Minnesota.
Yeah, sorry I'm a mess right now. I didn't have time to get changed. I was off, you know, tracking down, like, this thing.
Yes.
And they're all just like, man. Like, there's just, like, a running joke that, like, she's, like, a badass, except it's a joke, like, you know.
Oh, shit. Her book tour ends up going through Tombstone, Arizona. Because her publisher yes. is like, this is perfect selling point.
Yes.
And then Doc is there, and it's super traumatic.
Yes! And also awkward. Deeply awkward. And emotional.
There's probably a plaque where, like, Big Nose Kate's brothel was mm-hmm. that he was involved with, and then they show up and they have to, like, talk about how he has multiple exes, including a brothel. It's emotional development. Our relationship is better for the honesty. Where can I shoot? And in Tombstone, Arizona, Doc Holliday's everything just fits right in.
Oh no, I'm so invested in this now. I'm so fond of this. Hot Professor Doc Holliday and famous YA novelist Winona Earp. Like, yes. Waverly does all her, like, you know, grammar editing.
Yes.
Like, Winona, you've got 3 commas in here and you only needed one. Just like commas. They don't teach you about commas in juvie.
And Waverly does, like, the parts where it gets a little too real. She helps, mm-hmm. like, make the call. Is that how much emotion and, like, actual deep soul-searching does Winona want to put into these novels?
Yeah.
When does it get too, like, it's not cathartic anymore. It's just, mm-hmm. you're just hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. And so she makes those calls because she looks out for her sister the same way her sister looks out for her. Oh. She protects her sister's emotional underbelly. Yeah.
This is so much. Aww, okay. Now I'm just trying. Now I'm, like, imagining, like, the fantasy version of this stuff, though. Like, Dolls is, like, the son. If we're changing it from, like, 27 to 17 mm-hmm. in her, like, YA novels or whatever, Dolls could be, like, the son of, like, some sort of, like, military government agent guy. Oh. So he's, like, looking into, like, what his shady parents are doing.
Yes. Is one of the tags on one of the books, like, she thought she only had to worry about her SATs?
Yes! Yes, definitely. It gets so many comparisons to, like, Buffy and stuff.
Yes! Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. And then, in that case, is Doc Holliday is he still, like, I'm a lawman gunslinger who got immortalized at the age of 17? Or is he, like, I'm a descendant of?
Oh.
And because our families were supposed to have history, but your family left mine behind.
Oh, that's a good question.
And then it becomes, like, book 4 of the series. They have to figure out, like, is history repeating itself? Mm-hmm. After they finally built, like, this tentative friendship and this, like, deep camaraderie between mm-hmm. her demon slaying and Doc's, like, adjacent and, like, constantly poking his nose in, and mm-hmm. then Doll's, like, I bring the gadgets to the table and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And then it's, like, history is repeating, and there's a division again between the two families, and then they have to, like...
Yes! Oh, man. No wonder! No wonder that these books become very popular. It's very compelling shit. Plus, they're there's the solidity of the sister relationship. Yes. And then they've got their estranged older sister who, like, ran away years ago. Oh, something like that.
She gives Willow a better... Mm-hmm. And maybe they have to... She gives
her a better ending. Yeah.
Yeah. And then... This one of the novels, middle of the series, so, like, you know, it wouldn't be something people would ordinarily pick up on its own, because it is the middle of the series, but gets praised for the way it handles the Waverly-Nicole thing. It yes! shows up on everybody's Twitter, like, list of lesbians who don't die at the end.
Yes!
Representation matters, and then, like, they make it through the rest of the series, and they don't die.
And they make it through and the it's rest great. Of the series, and they don't die. And then Winona writes in the threesome, because she can.
Because
her
she
editor
can.
Is like, you know, this is a YA novel, I don't know how well this will fly, and she's like, I'm not finishing this series unless this is happening. And Dolls and Doc are both like, well, more Dolls is just really like, really, really Winona? But he's also kind of like a little bit entertained.
She's like, bisexuality erasure is not a joke, Dolls. All right? Let Doc have his representation. Let me have my fantasies.
Let all of the conservative middle American parents put me on even more of, like, a burned books list. Like, the demons weren't enough, you know, like, and the lesbians weren't enough, yes. you know.
Gotta now we've got threesome. An interracial
piss off the last few people who weren't already pissed off.
Yes.
And Bells is like, that does actually sound very like you. Yes. I guess I can't really be surprised.
And then, meanwhile, Doc is still writing, like, ridiculous treatises for, like, a journal that only has four subscribers. Yeah. And he's teaching, like, the super mm-hmm. obscure, like, Canadian mythology mm-hmm. and, like...
Now with tentacle monsters.
Now with tentacle monsters. That's his next paper. Where did landlocked Canada mountain range come up with... A tentacle monster
yes!
in native folklore. How did that happen? Mm-hmm. And that's the story he's looking up. And it's ridiculous.
He would be like, I mean, like...
It's a metaphor for penises.
But also, like, based on that picture, he would also get, like, the people who, like, give him, like, the... As many the chili peppers
yes.
as they possibly can
yes,
on
Rate My Professor.
And are like, man, he's hot. Just like, And then Winona comes to his lectures and is smirking at them because
yes.
they're not capping that.
You know what Winona does?
What?
She does a thing from Indiana Jones.
With the love you?
Yes. On the eyelids.
Except I feel like it would be something dirtier because Winona.
Fuck me?
Yeah. Just to, like, you know, throw
him
off in class.
Fluster him a little bit.
And all the academics kind of like laughing at Doc a little bit because it's like... You know, she's, like, you know, perpetuating this, like, ridiculous mythology of Wyatt Earp. And Doc's just like, somehow I think I can live with it.
It goes against everything you've ever stood for as a professor in this university. Doesn't that rub you the wrong way?
Something's rubbing him the right way, but,
Yes. Yes, so much this. I feel really good that we got that out.
I feel really successful about that. Like, well done. Well done. It doesn't exist in the fandom, but it exists in our hearts and on your phone.
Yes, and the cover art will be just that. It'll be just the ridiculously hot.
It's just Rate My Professor profile. Or, like, him on, like, the department website or something with, like, Professor Henry Johns. Teaching, you know, X classes, known for, you know, whatever book.
Right. And it's,
something like
yeah.
that.
Yes. We did good.
We did good.
And in that note.
Turn off the recording.
The end.